Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation, preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth? It will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Radio show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, radio show.
Shalom, shalom.
Hello?
Yeah. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family. Grace and peace.
Shalom, shalom. Grace and peace. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Well, amen. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters in Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight we have scripture reading.
Yay!
We have. Somebody that really enjoy reading the scriptures. Amen. Well, amen. Today, we're reading, what was that, Genesis chapter 5, and out of the King James Bible, and out of the Apocrypha, it was 1st Ezra chapter 5. Okay, well, today we're going to start with the King James Version. But before we do that, we're going to open up with scripture and get prayed in, and we'll get started. Okay? All right. So it's everybody, Isaiah, you got scripture?
I guess, sir.
I guess, sir.
Almost there. Okay, I'm there. Sorry about that. All right. A psalm of Asaph, the mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun until the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God outshine. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence, and fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very temperate round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together to me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness. For God is judge himself, say lie. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goat out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle up to 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I am hungry, I will not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But it will take a place from the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verses 1 through 15. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. Now, Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on those that hear us, and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' heavenly name we pray, for your mercy endure forever. Amen.
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 Well, we'll start with the reading from the King James Version, Genesis, starting at Genesis chapter 5.
Amen. Genesis chapter 5. This is the book of the generations of Adam, in the day that God created man. In the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them. And God called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 807 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begot Canaan 810 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begot Mahalalel 840 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begot Jared 830 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. 25. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord had cursed." And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Amen. Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the sons and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years." There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, "I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them." But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. From under heaven everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, to every of sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive, and to take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them." Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Amen. Genesis chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, "Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast that thou shalt take to thee by seven, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air by seven, the male and the female, to keep seed alive the face of all the earth." For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth, 600 years of Noah's life, in the second month, and the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons went with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went into unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in, male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the water. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beasts and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance that was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both men and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Amen. Genesis chapter 8. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters its way. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of the 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned it to him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was the earth dry. And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kind, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl, and offered a burnt offering on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. The imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen. Genesis chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth, with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I made between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah. And of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stop at the end of 9. Amen.
Well,
so
amen.
Isaiah.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
That was powerful and good reading.
Amen. Well, that concludes the reading of the King James Version. And now we'll pick it up with Ezra. First Ezra, chapter 5. Brother Isaiah Brown.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Joe.
Amen.
And I do have an echo in the background, just to let you guys know.
Okay, I'll mute all the lines.
All right, amen. All right, grace and peace, family. My name is Brother Isaiah, and I will be reading the book of 1 Ezra, chapter 5. Well, starting at the book of 1 Ezra, chapter 5, and read through until my 30 minutes is up. I might have a little bit more over 30 minutes because it's 7:27. So, amen. The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 5, verse 1. After this were the principal men of the families chosen according to their tribes, to go up with their wives and sons and daughters, with their manservants and maidservants and their cattle. And Darius sent them, with them 1,000 horsemen, till they had brought them back to Jerusalem safely, and with musical instruments, tabrets, and flutes. And all their brethren played, and he made them go up together with them. And these are the names of the men of, and these are the names of the men which went up according to their families among their tribes, after their several heads: the priest, the son of Phinehas, the son of Aaron, Jesus, the son of Josedek, the son of Sarias, and Jocham, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, of the house of David, out of the kindred of Pharez, of the tribe of Judah, who spake wise sentence before Darius, the king of Persia, in the second year of his reign, in the month Nisan, which is the first month. And these are the, they of Jewry that came up from the captivity where they dwelt as strangers, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away into Babylon. And they returned unto Jerusalem and to the other parts of Jewry, every man to his own city, who came with Jerubbabel, with Jesus, Nehemus, Zacharias, and Resias, Enuas, Macedonus, Belcyrus, Alphirus, Relus, Rimas, and Biana, their guides, the number of them of the nation, and their governors, sons of Pharaohs, 2,172, the sons of Sephat, 472, the sons of Ares, 756, the sons of Paath, Moab, 2,812, the sons of Elam, 1,254, the sons of Zethul, 945, the sons of Korb, 705. Verse 13. The sons of Bebai, 623. The sons of Sadas, 3,222. The son of Adokiam, 667. The sons of Begol, 2,066. The sons of Adin, 444.
the sons of Artazes, 90 and 2, the sons of Silin and Astus, 70, the son of Azuranan, 430 and 2, the sons of Ananias, 101, the sons of Aron, 32, and the sons of Basai, 320 and 3, the sons of Azepharith, 102, the sons of Meteris, 3005, the sons of Bethlehemon, 120 and 3, they of Nephtha, 50 and 5, they of Aphtha, 150 and 8, they of Bethsamos, 40 and 2, they of Kerasteris, 20 and 5, they of Capria and Beeroth, 740 and 3, they of Pyra, 700, they of Chadias and Abadoni, 420 and 2, they of Kararma and Kabdis, 620 and 1, they of Machalon, 120 and 2, they of Bethlehem, 50 and 2, the sons of Nephus, 150 and 6, the sons of Carmelius and Unus, 720 and 5, the sons of Jerichus, 240 and 5, the sons of Anias, 3,330, the priest, the sons of Jadu, the son of Jesus, among the sons of Sanaspi, 970 and 2, the sons of Meruth, 1,050 and 2, the sons of Pasron, 1,047, the sons of Carmi, 1,017, the Levites, the sons of Jesu, and Cadmiel, and Benuas, and Sardius, 70 and 4, the holy singers, the son of Asap, and 120 and 8, the porters, the sons of Salum, the sons of Jethal, the sons of Tolman, the sons of Dakobi, the sons of Tita, the sons of Sami, and all in 139. The servants of the temple, the sons of Esau, the sons of Aspa, the sons of Taboath, the sons of Siras, the sons of Sud, the sons of Peleus, the sons of Labana, the sons of Graba, the sons of Akur, the sons of Uta, the sons of Ketab, the sons of Ageba, the sons of Sabai, the sons of Anan, the sons of Kathua, the sons of Gedor, the sons of Arius, the sons of Daesan, the sons of Neoba, the sons of Chesba, the sons of Gaza, the sons of Azaz, the sons of Phinehas, the sons of Azar, the sons of Basti, the sons of Asada, the sons of Mani, the sons of Akpa, the sons of Ashur, the sons of Perakim, the sons of Bethsaloth, the sons of Mida, the sons of Kutha, the sons of Chira, the sons of Chirus, the sons of Esir, the sons of Tamoi, the sons of Nashti, the sons of Atapai, the sons of the servants of Solomon, the sons of Azophnan, the sons of Pyra, the sons of Jeli, the sons of Lazan, the sons of Israel, the sons of Septa, the sons of Haggai, the sons of Parakareth, the sons of Sabai, the sons of Selathai, the sons of Messias, the sons of Gar, the sons of Ados, the sons of Suba, the sons of Apera, the sons of Baodis, the sons of Sabai, the sons of Alom. All the ministers of the temple and the sons of the servants of Solomon were 320 and 2. Were 370 and 2. Excuse me. Verse 36. These camp up from Tamalith and Telrasa, Cathalar leading them, and Alar. Neither could they shew their families, nor their stock, how they were of Israel, the sons of Ladan, the son of Ban, the sons of Nekodan, 650 and 2, and of the priests, the offices of the priesthood, and were not found, the sons of Abdi, the sons of Akkaz, the sons of Adas, who married Aguia, one of the daughters of Barzillus, and was named after his name. And with the description of the kindred of these men was sought in the register and was not found, they were removed from executing the office of the priesthood. for unto them said Nehemias and Atharias that they should not be partakers of the holy things till there arose up an high priest clothed with doctrine and truth. So of Israel, from them of 12 years old and upward, there were all in number 40,000, beside manservants and women servants, 2,360. Their manservants and handmaids were 7,347. The singing men and singing women, 245. 435 camels, 7,036 horses, 245 mules, 5,525 beasts used to the yoke. And certain of the chief of the families, when they came to the temple of God that is in Jerusalem, vowed to set up the house again in its own place according to their ability. Verse 45. And to give unto the holy treasury of the works of 1,000 pounds of gold, 5,000 of silver, and 100 priestly vestments. And so dwelt the priests and the Levites and the people in Jerusalem and in the country, the singers also and the porters and all Israel in their villages. But when the seventh month was at hand, and when the children of Israel were every man in his own place, they came all together with one consent unto the open place of the first gate, which is toward the east. Then stood up Jesus, the son of Josedech, and his brethren, the priest, and Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, and his brethren made ready the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt sacrifices upon it, according as it is expressly commanded in the book of Moses, the man of God. Verse 50. And there were gathered unto them out of the other nations of the land, and they erected the altar upon his own place, because all the nations of the land were at enmity with them, and oppressed them. And they offered sacrifices according to the time, and burnt offerings to the Lord both morning and evening. Also they held the feast of the tabernacles, as it is commanded in the law, and offered sacrifices daily as was meet. And after that, the continued oblations and the sacrifices of the Sabbaths and of the new moons and of all holy feasts, and all they that had made any vow to God began to offer sacrifices to God from the first day of the seventh month, although the temple of the Lord was not yet built. Verse 54. And they gave unto the masons and carpenters money, meat, and drink with cheerfulness. Unto them of Zidon also in Tyre they gave cares, that they should bring cedar trees from Lebanon, which should be brought by floats to the heaven of Joppa, according as it was commanded them by Cyrus, king of the Persians. And in the second year and second month after his coming to the temple of God at Jerusalem began Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, and Jesus, the son of Josedech, and their brethren, and the priests, and the Levites, and all that they were come unto Jerusalem out of this captivity. And they laid the foundations of the house of God in the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come to Jerry in Jerusalem. And they appointed to the Levites from 20 years old over the works of the Lord. Then stood up Jesus and his sons and brethren, and Kadmiel, his brother, and the sons of Bacadoban, with the sons of Joda, the son of Eldu, with the sons and brethren, all Levites with one accord, set us forth of the business, laboring to advance the works in the house of God. So the workmen built the temple of the Lord. And the priests stood away in their vestment with musical instruments and trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, and cymbals, singing songs of thanksgiving and praising the Lord according to as David the king of Israel had ordained. And they sung with a loud voice songs to the praise of the Lord, because his mercy and glory is forever in all Israel. And all the people sounded trumpets and shouted with a loud voice, singing songs of thanksgiving unto the Lord for the wearing up of the house of the Lord. Also of the priests and Levites and of the chiefs of their families, the ancients who had seen the former house came to the building of this with weeping and great crying, but many with trumpets and joy shouting with a loud voice, insomuch that the trumpets might be heard from the weeping of the people, yet the multitude sounded marvelously, so that it was heard afar off. Wherefore the enemies of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin heard it. They came to know what that noise of trumpets should mean. And they perceived that they that were of the captivity did build a temple unto the Lord God of Israel. So they went to Zerubbabel and Jesus and to the chief of the families and said unto them, we will build together with you, for we likewise, as ye do obey your Lord and do sacrifices unto him from the days of Asbazareth, the king of the Syrians, who brought us hither. Verse 70. Then Zerubbabel and Jesus and the chief of the families of Israel said unto them, it is not for us and you to build together an house unto the Lord our God. We ourselves alone will build unto the Lord of Israel, according as Cyrus the king of the Persians have commanded us. But the heathen of the land, lying heavy upon the inhabitants of Judea, and holding them straight, hindering their building, and by their script plots and polar possessions and commotions, they hindered the finishing of the building all the time that King Cyrus lived, so they were hindered from. Amen. The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 1. Now in the second year of the reign of Darius, Angus and Zacharias, the son of Addo, the prophet prophesied unto the Jews in Judea and Jerusalem in the name of the Lord God of Israel, which was upon them. Then stood up Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, and Jesus, the son of Josedech, and began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, the prophets of the Lord being with them and helping them. At the same time came unto the Sisinus, the governor of Syria, and Phenic, with Sathrabuznes and his companions, and said unto them, by whose appointment do ye build this house and this roof and perform all the other things? And who are the workmen that perform these things? Nevertheless, the elders of the Jews obtained favor because the Lord had visited the captivity, and they were not hindered from building until such time as signification was given unto Darius concerning them, and an answer received. The copy of the letters which Sisinnes, governor of Syria, and Phenic, and Sathrabuznes, with their companions, rulers in Syria and Phenic, wrote and sent unto Darius to King Darius greeting. Verse 8. Let all things be known unto our Lord the King, that being come unto the country of Judea and enter into the city of Jerusalem, we found in the city of Jerusalem the ancients of the Jews that were of the captivity, building an house unto the Lord, great and new, of hewn and costly stones, and the timber already laid upon the walls. And those works are done with great speed, and the work goeth on prosperously in their hands, and with all glory and diligence is it made. Then next we these elders, saying, by whose commandment build ye this house, and lay the foundations of these works? Therefore, to the intent that we might give knowledge unto thee by writing, we demanded of them who were the chief doers, and we required of them the names in writing of their principal men. So they gave us this answer, we are the servants of the Lord which made heaven and earth. And as for this house, it was builded many years ago by a king of Israel, great and strong, and was finished. But when our fathers provoked God into wrath, and sinned against the Lord of Israel, which is in heaven, he gave them over into the power of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the Chaldees, who pulled down the houses and burnt it and carried away the people captives unto Babylon. But in the first year that King Cyrus reigned over the country of Babylon, Cyrus the king wrote to build up this house. And the holy vessels of gold and of silver that Nebuchadnezzar had carried away out of the house at Jerusalem, and set them in his own temple, those Cyrus the king brought forth again out of the temple at Babylon, and they were delivered to Zerubbabel and to Sanabasaris the ruler, with commandment that he could carry away the same vessel and put in the temple at Jerusalem, and that the temple of the Lord should be built in his place.
Then the same Sennacherib, being come hither, laid the foundations of the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, and from that time to this being still a building, it is not yet fully ended. Now therefore, if it seem good unto the king, let search be made among the records of King Cyrus. And if it be found that the building of the house of the Lord at Jerusalem hath been done with the consent of King Cyrus, and if our Lord the king be so minded, let him signify unto us thereof. Then commanded King Darius to seek among the records at Babylon, and so at Ecbatan, the palace, which is in the country of Media, there were found a roll therein. These three were recorded. In the first year of the reign of Cyrus, King Cyrus commanded that the house of the Lord at Jerusalem should be built again, where they do sacrifice with continual fire, whose height shall be 60 cubits, and the breadth 60 cubits, with their rows of hewn stones, and one row of the new wood of that country, and the expenses thereof to be given out of the house of King Cyrus. And that the holy vessels of the Lord, both of gold and silver, that Nebuchadnezzar took out of the house at Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, should be restored to the house at Jerusalem and be set in the place where they were before. And also commanded the Senus, the governor of Syria, and Phenic, and Sathabazines, and their companions, and those which were appointed rulers in Syria and Phenic, should be careful not to meddle with the place, but suffer Zerubbabel, the servant of the Lord and governor of Judea, and the elders of the Jews to build the house of the Lord in that place. I have commanded also to have it built up whole again, and that they look diligently to help those that be of the captivity of the Jews till the house of the Lord be finished. And out of the tribe of Salastria and Phenic, a portion carefully to be giving these men for the sacrifices of the Lord, that is, to Zerubbabel the governor, for bullocks and rams and lambs, and also corn, salt, wine, and oil, and that continually every year without further question, according as the priests that be in Jerusalem shall signify to be daily spent, that offering may be made to the Most High God for the king and for his children, and that they may pray for their lives. And he commanded that whosoever should transgress, yea, or make light of anything aforespoken of written, out of his own house should a tree be taken down, and he thereon be hung, and all his goods seized from the king. The Lord, therefore, whose name is there called upon, utterly destroyed every king and nation that stretched out his hand to hinder or endamage the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. I, Darius the king, have ordained that according unto these things it be done with diligence. Amen. The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1. Then Senus, the governor of Celestria and Phenic, and Sathabozaz, with their companions, following the commandment of King Darius, did very carefully oversee the holy works, assisting the ancients of the Jews and the governor of the temple. And so the holy workers prospered when Agnes and Zacharias the prophet prophesied. And they finished these things by the commandment of the Lord God of Israel, and with the consent of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And thus was the holy house finished in the 23rd day of the month Adar, in the 6th year of Darius, king of the Persians. And the children of Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and others that were of the captivity that were added unto them, did according to the things written in the book of Moses. And to the dedication of the temple of the Lord, they offered 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and 12 goats for the sin of all Israel, according to the number of the chief of the tribes of Israel. The priests also and the Levites stood arrayed in their vestments, according to their kindreds, in the service of the Lord God of Israel, according to the book of Moses, and the porters at every gate. And the children of Israel that were of the captivity held the Passover the 14th day of the first month after the priests and the Levites were sanctified. They that were of the captivity were not all sanctified together, but the Levites were all sanctified together. And so they offered the Passover for all them of the captivity, and for their brethren, the priest, and for themselves. And the children of Israel that came out of the captivity did eat, even all that they had separated themselves from the abominations of the people of the land, and sought the Lord. And they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days, making merry before the Lord. For that he had turned the counsel of the king of Assyria toward them to strengthen their hands in the works of the Lord God of Israel. Amen. The book of 1 Ezra, chapter 8, verse 1. And after these things were Artaxerxes, the king of the Persians, reign came Ezra, the son of Sirius, the son of Azarias, the son of Helchiah, the son of Salum, the son of Sadoc, the son of Adiab, the son of Amarius, the son of Ezras, the son of Mirmoth, the son of Zarias, the son of Savias, the son of Bacchus, the son of Absalom, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the law of Moses that was given by the God of Israel. And the king did him honor, for he found grace in his sight in all his requests. There went up with him also certain of the children of Israel, of the priests of the Levites, of the holy singers, porters, and ministers of the temple unto Jerusalem. In the seventh year of the reign of Artaxerxes, in the fifth month, this was the king's seventh year. For they went from Babylon in the first day of the first month and came to Jerusalem according to the prosperous journey which the Lord gave them. Verse 7. For Ezra had very great skill, so that he omitted nothing of the law and commandments of the Lord, but taught all Israel the ordinances and judgments. Now the copy of the commissions, which was written from Artaxerxes the king, and came to Ezra the priest and reader of the law of the Lord, is this that followeth? King Artaxerxes unto Ezra the priest and reader of the law of the Lord, sending greeting. Having determined to deal graciously, I have given order that such of the nation of the Jews and of the priests and Levites being within our realm as are willing as desirous should go with thee unto Jerusalem. As many therefore as have a mind thereof, let them depart with thee as it have seemed good both to me and my seven friends, the counselors, that they may look unto the affairs of Judea and Jerusalem, agreeable to that which is in the law of the Lord, and carry gifts unto the Lord of Israel to Jerusalem, which I and my friends have vowed, and all the gold and silver that in the country of Babylon can be found to the Lord in Jerusalem. With that also which is given of the people for the temple of the Lord their God at Jerusalem, and that silver and gold may be collected for bullocks, rams, and lambs, and things unto appertaining, to the end that they may offer sacrifices unto the Lord upon the altar of their God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatsoever thou and thy brethren will do with the silver and gold, that do according to the will of thy God. And the holy vessels of the Lord, which are given thee for thy use of the temple of thy God, which is in Jerusalem, thou shalt set before thy God in Jerusalem. And whatsoever things else thou shalt remember for the use of the temple of thy God, thou shalt give it out of the king's treasury. And I, King Artaxerxes, have also commanded the keepers of the treasures in Syria and Phoenix, and whatsoever Ezra, the priest and the reader of the law of the Most High God, shall send for, they should give it him with speed, to the sum of 100 talents of silver, likewise also of wheat, even to 100 cores, and 100 pieces of wine, and other things in abundance. Let all things be let all things be performed after the law of God diligently unto the Most High God, that wrath come not upon the kingdom of the king and his sons. I command you also that ye require no tax, nor any other imposition of any of the priests or Levites or holy singers or porters or ministers of the temple or of any that have doings in this temple, and that no man have authority to impose anything upon them. And thou, Ezra, according to the wisdom of God, ordain judges and justice, that they may judge in all Syria and Phoenix, and all those that know the law of thy God, and those that know it not, thou shalt teach. And whatsoever all transgresses, that the law of God and of the king shall be punished diligently, whether it be by death or any punishment by penalty of money or by imprisonment. Then said Ezra the scribe, blessed be the only Lord God of my fathers, who have put these things into the heart of the king, to glorify his house that is in Jerusalem, and have honored me in the sight of the king, and his counselors, and all his friends and nobles. Therefore was I encouraged by the help of the Lord my God, and gathered together men of Israel to go up with me. And these are the chief according to their families, and several dignities that went up from me from Babylon to, in the reign of King Artaxerxes. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershon. Of the sons of Ithamar, Gamaliel. Of the sons of David, Lutus. The son of Sechanias. Of the sons of Phares, Zacharias. And with him were counted 150 men. Of the sons of Pahath, Moab, Elanias, the son of Zacharias, and with him 200 men. Verse 32. Of the sons of Zathoah, Sechanias, the sons of Jelias, and with him 300 men. Of the sons of Adin, Obeth, the son of Jonathan, and with him 250 men. Of the sons of Elam, Josias of the son of Gathalias, and with him 70 men. Of the sons of Zephatias, Zeharias, son of Michael, and with him 310 men. Of the sons of Joab, Adadias of Jezilus, and with him 212 men. Of the sons of Benid, Aslamoth, son of Jacophias, and with him 103 men. Of the sons of Babi, Zacharias, son of Babiah, and with him 28 men. Of the sons of Astaph, Joannes, son of Ectan, and with him 110 men. Of the sons of Academia, the last, and these are the names of Eliphaz, Jewel, and Samias, and with them 70 men. Of the sons of Bago, Uthiah, the son of Islarius, and with him 70 men. And these I gathered together to the river called Thyrus, which we pitched our tents 3 days, and then I surveyed them. But when I have found there none of the priests and Levites, then said I unto Eleazar, and Adul, and Masman, and Alnathan, and Miamis, and Joribus, and Nathan, Ethunian, Zacharias, and Moslom, principal men, and learned. And I bade them that they should go unto Sadduceus the captain, who was in the palace of the treasury, and commanded them that they should speak unto Daduz, and to his brethren, and to the treasures in that place, to send us as such men as might execute the priest's office in the house of the Lord. And by the mighty hand of our Lord, they brought unto us skillful men of the house of Moli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, Asbiah, and his sons, and his brother were 18. And Asbiah, and Inus, and Osias, his brother, of the sons of Chinuas, and their sons were 20 men. And of the servants of the temple whom David had ordained, and the principal men from the service of the Levites, to wit, the servants of the temple, 220, the calagogue of whose names were shown. And there I vowed and fast unto the young men before our Lord to desire of him a prosperous journey, both for us and them that were with us, for our children and for the cattle. And I get a chance to read all of the book of 1 Ezra chapter 8 going down, but we did stop at verse 50. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Great reading, Brother Isaiah.
Yes.
Great reading.
I did not know all those words was going to be up in here like that. I should have took the time out to study.
You know, listening to that, you can see the translations of from Babylon to Persia, now to Mede, into the Persian, you can see the different names start taking place there, and the names of the captives. You can see the accents on their names, too. That was real good. Amen. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edified someone. And you want to be back here tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Sounds of Living Waters for the Nation of Peace, Israelites, with our brother Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel. Bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind.
That's right. So you want to be here for that. That's tomorrow. That's Wednesday night. In fact, every Wednesday night, you want to hear your brother Lacombe here bringing that book. Aside from that, you know, the feast days are here. So,
amen.
You know,
amen.
We're going to enjoy.
Are we going to do a lesson on Passover?
Say again.
Are we going to do a lesson on Passover?
Of course we're going to do a lesson on the Passover.
Woo-hoo.
Of course.
Amen.
Of course we're doing a lesson on the Passover. We're going to start a little later, though.
What time?
Right, because the sun goes down at 8.
Okay, so you said that you were going to do the lesson at 7:30 to the children. You told the children 7:30. At 7, yeah.
Yeah, because see, at 7, about time to get ready to take the communion, then the sun will be there.
Right, so you're going to do the lesson still on Thursday at 7 p.m.
Right.
But you're going to teach the Passover.
Right.
Okay, so yes, they're still going to be online.
Exactly.
Amen.
It's just going to be a little late.
No.
I almost gave myself an early heart attack.
Yes, baby, you're teaching at 7, and then by the time you're finished, the sun will be down, so then people can partake in. Okay.
Good.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord willing, we make it.
Okay. And we got to read it, because I'll be ready to tear it up. In case we got done.
Right. Hey brother, if you ready, if you want to hold it, if you want to bear the armor on the Sabbath, man, on a high Sabbath, that'd be more than a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. I gotta go get my crackers and stuff tomorrow.
You better get your crackers in.
Your unleavened bread.
Or you're gonna be looking at YouTube trying to figure out how to make hot water cornbread.
Yeah. I already got rid of pancake mix and stuff like that. I did it earlier.
Oh,
so my daughter eat real good with the turkey meat and chicken and stuff.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, we just got it. It's only a week out, and hey, we can work. What we can do with this in the place of the pancakes and the waffles is. You make you some really light hot water cornbread that tastes like honey. You know, well, you got to be careful when you feed some children honey. You got to be careful with that, though, because some children may be too young to eat honey.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. So, hey, look, we're going to close. So, with that being said, you want to be back here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to get all carried away.
Amen.
Tomorrow evening for the Nation of Peace,
amen.
Israelites with our brother Nakomi Swanson, and that's tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m.
Amen.
And also Thursday evening, you want to be back here for the Passover.
Amen. Amen.
So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles, people.
Amen.
Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deep and rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Radio show. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Radio show. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.